Hello and welcome to the Brothers in Christ and Knights of Columbus Mass Podcast on the readings for the 19th Sunday in Ordinary Time, 2022. Religious leaders of all faiths have one thing in common, their faith. Supplies of this precious asset may vary, but an abundance has led the faithful throughout history to do strange things, from painting their doorposts with sacrificial lamb's blood so the angel of death would pass over them, to shedding the sacrificial blood of one's own son, just because God told them to. Catholics will read about these extreme acts of faith at Mass this Sunday and will have the opportunity to make their own profession of faith a few minutes later. Their celebrant will relate to every word because priesthood itself is a bigger act of faith than it's ever been. In fact, priests join their brother ministers, pastors, rabbis, and all other religious leaders who are doing more of less with it among those they serve, just as Jesus did more than anyone expected with just a few loaves and fish. Many clerics are even doing blogs and podcasts like this one to reach people who don't attend worship services as often as they used to, according to a recent Wall Street Journal article. The article is titled Annulments, Theology, and Batman, and it ran June 21st, 22. One podcast, named Clerically Speaking, is hosted by two priests, Fathers Anthony Serapa and Harrison Ari, who talk about everything from serious matters like depression and anxiety to the potential salvation of a bug that drowned in holy water. A recent episode veered into how hectic the priesthood is getting as more and more parishioners rely on fewer and fewer priests. With pastoral power being spread thin in parishes around the world, strapped pastors are sure to relate to St. Peter in this Sunday's Gospel reading from Luke. In it, after hearing his master speak on the dangers of letting one's security system down and leaving themselves vulnerable to thieves, Peter asks, "Lord, is this parable meant for us or for everyone?" And the Lord replies, "Much will be required of the person entrusted with much, and still more will be demanded of the person entrusted with more." So how can faith leaders entrusted with so much in this increasingly godless world meet that need? Fathers Anthony and Harrison commiserated on this question and got into the very important distinction between the fullness and busyness of their ministries. Both agreed that days dealing with administrative duties can frazzle them, but days leading into nights filled with ministry among the faithful puts the full in faithful. The key word here is ministry, and that entails partnership with ministers among the laity. Our parish, St. Michael's in Independence, Ohio, has several ministries, including this blog, which is a small part of the greater things done by members of the Brothers in Christ and Knights of Columbus Ministries, as well as the Holy Name and Altar and Rosary Society and St. Vincent de Paul. Such ministries in communities around the world help pastors rise above some of the 9-to-5 drudgery of church business so they can do more to develop the faith of those entrusted to them. Bottom line, faith is the product of a supply chain called ministry, and it is peopled by a partnership among priests, deacons, Eucharistic ministers, and other people otherwise known as you and me. One of the most powerful ministries in the Cleveland Diocese is headed up by Deacon Lou Promozik, and it's all about the logistics of delivering goods and services from haves to have-nots. A truck is the ministry's tool, but it's also its best ambassador. Its messaging tells the traffic sharing the roadways with it that iminministry.com is itself a highway designed not only to reach those in need of services, but to help those needing to be of service. The truck carries donations on its inside and this message on its outside. We are all God's children and need to be present to one another so we can learn from one another. Being present for others is made possible by the power of God's lifeblood within us. Because Jesus made the ultimate sacrifice by spilling His for us, we are now free to channel ours for others. For the Brothers in Christ and Knights of Columbus Ministries of St. Michael's Parish in Independence, Ohio, this is Tom Andell.